need. Thank you, God. I don't know about you, but I'm addicted to feeling this right here. Hey, the world, they're addicted to enough stuff. It's time for the church to get as addicted, amen, to Holy Ghost Church, to get addicted to victory, just like the world is addicted to their things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Does anybody feel like shouting in this house tonight? Come on, somebody. Amen. I want to know, is this really an apostolic church that has victory on a Tuesday night? Hallelujah. I said I was reading. Y'all keep distracting me. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 18. Amen. What an honor it is to be back in the house of God. Hallelujah. I give honor to your great pastor. And thank you for this opportunity to be here. Amen. I feel good in my spirit. Hallelujah. I feel like God is going to do something great for us tonight. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 30 and 18, the Bible says, and David recovered all. Somebody say all. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither son nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had taken them. The Bible says at the very end, David recovered all. Somebody say all. Hallelujah. And for the next few moments, I want to preach to you. I want it all back. Hallelujah. I said, I want it all back. Amen. If you're going to get with me tonight, you ought to lay your Bibles down and you ought to lift up your voice. Amen. Like an apostolic and ask the Holy Ghost to have his way in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, I want it all back in the name of Jesus. God, I want you to touch every single person that is represented in this house tonight. There's people that feel discouraged. There's people that feel defeated. There's people that thought they lost it all. But I'm telling you, if you're in this house, you can get everything back that the devil stole. You can get every ounce of joy back in your spirit tonight. Oh yes, in the name of you, are to clap your hands. Oh come on, that's just an applaud. You are to clap your hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you are to shout unto God. Does anybody know how to shout in this house? Is there anybody that's got victory in this house? Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I feel an Acts chapter 2 revival. Amen. Stirring up in this house. Woo, hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, I want it all back. Hell, that was pretty good, but I want to know if we can get any passion in it. I wish somebody would say, I want it all back. Oh, yeah. You want to shout it to the top of your lungs. I want it all back. I want everything that the devil stole. I want it back. I want it back. I want it back. Oh. Hallelujah. You can be seated all over the house. And I'm just going to forewarn you tonight. Amen. If you got it all together, then you're not going to like this message. If everything's going perfect in your life, you're not going to enjoy this tonight. But I want to give you a little background for the sake of where we're going. I read to you in 1 Samuel chapter 30 in verses 18 and 19. So let's back up just a little bit. In 1 Samuel chapter 29, we see that David and his men were rejected from going to battle against Saul. And we see that they were sent back to Ziklag. And we see that all of his men, no doubt David did not understand everything that God was doing. He didn't understand everything that God was trying to do in his life. And we see David going back to Ziklag. We see him going back amen, to their families and his all of his men. But when they get there, we see, amen, that they find out and they're very devastated that the Amalekites, their enemy, had captured all their wives. It has captured all their sons and their daughters. They've taken all of their cattle. They've taken everything that they owned while they were in battle or trying, amen, to go to battle. But we see that even after they took everything that they had, that the Amalekites burnt the city. They burnt it to the ground. When they go over the hillside and they're almost home and they're looking for the comfort of their family, they're looking for the comfort of their home, but they see smoke in the distance. So they start running, wondering, what in the world is going on at home? What in the world is going on with my family? No doubt it would be very terrible. What a tragedy. And finally, when they break through and they see nothing but ashes, they see nothing but devastation, they see nothing but a war zone that went terrible. I don't know if you've ever been there before. Hallelujah. When you feel like you got nothing left. And the Bible says that the Amalekites burnt the city down. And the Bible says that David and his men, they wept before God until they had nothing else to weep with. They wept before God until they had no more strength to weep. And they could have stayed right there. And they could have said, poor, pitiful me. God, why did you do this to me? God, why did you bring me here? God, I don't deserve this. But David said, you know what? We're not going to stop right here. We're going to get hot on the enemy's trail. We're going to get hot and find where they're at. And we're going to get our families back. We're going to get our loved ones back. We're going to get our possessions. You're not hearing me tonight. I said you got to get it all back. There's some people in this house. The devil stole some things from you. He has stolen your joy. He has stolen your peace. And I'm telling you tonight, it's time for somebody to take vengeance out on the enemy. Hallelujah. Say, you know what? I want it all back. I don't want anything. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, it's not the will of God for you to leave this house with fear. It's not the will of God to leave this house with defeat. But you can leave this house on a high hand. You can leave this house with joy. Oh yes. You ought to clap your hands right now. Hallelujah. It's not the will of God for you to leave this place the same way you came. Every person under the sound of my voice, you've lost some things. The enemy has stole some things in your life. If the enemy stole anything from you, you ought to raise your hand. Hallelujah. Every hand in this house should be raised because the devil's stolen from you. The devil's a cheater. He'll cheat you out of your life. He'll cheat you out of your happiness. He'll cheat you out of your joy. And I'm telling you tonight, this evangelist is here to stir you up and say, we're getting it all back. He has stolen a few members. He's stolen some loved ones. But tonight, it is time to put your head, time to put your foot on the devil's head. It's tough for somebody to stop the death. Oh yeah. Woo, hallelujah. 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 You can leave this house with joy. You can leave this house with peace. Oh yeah. When's the last, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. When's the last time the heel of your foot has felt a serpent? When's the last, oh, come on, somebody. When's the last time you stomped on the devil's head? Come on, he's been beating you up and down. He's beat you blue and black. But I'm telling you, it's not the will of God for you to leave this house defeated. But you can put him in your heel on the devil's neck and say, I'm going to leave this house with victory. I'm going to leave this house with a fresh anointing.
The Bible says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I'm telling you tonight that if you get with me, if you let God do something for you, hallelujah, he'll put the enemy under your God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I want somebody to learn how to get loose in this house. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time for you to start claiming that revival. It's time for somebody in this house for you to claim the revival that God has given this church. It's time for you to say, we're not backing up, we're not slowing down, but we're moving forward in Jesus' name. We're going to take this by force. Devil, we're coming to your camp and we're getting our victory. We're leaving this house full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You ought to leap for joy. You ought to leap for God to move in your life. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power. Is there anybody in this house that has some power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in this house that has some power? Is there anybody in this house that wants to fight the enemy in back? Well, you ought to worship him right now for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not supposed to do this on Tuesday night. We're not supposed to be doing this on Tuesday night. But I'm telling you, it's time to get it all back. It's time to get it all back. Oh, yeah. Woo! She caught on la behind you. You need the Holy Ghost in this house. It's time to get it back. You need peace in this house. It's time to get it back. You are to claim your family members. You are to claim your loved ones. Hallelujah. I wish we could all get the revelation that David had before he was a king. I wish we could get this revelation. And he probably looked at his men, amen, when they got through crying. You go read it for yourself tonight. When they got through crying, they sought to stone him and say, David, you brought us out there, you made us leave our family, and now look what it done for us. He could have ran and hid, but he said, oh no, we're going to get it all back. It was a rough situation. He knew he had a revelation that the enemy cannot destroy him. First came a lion and then came a bear. God helped him there, and then came a giant, and he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Oh, hallelujah. You may come at me with a sword and a spear, but I commit you in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name that is above all names, in the name that devils flee, you are to go in the name of Jesus. God, we're going to hit this city in the name of Jesus. We're going to worship in the name of Jesus. You can't have my family, you can't have my increase, but I'm coming in the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! She got hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I'm going to tell you something. I had one of the best prayer meetings I've ever had in my life in this church today. And you know what God told me? It's time for this church to get on the offense. We've been on the defense long enough. Amen. We're not here to hang on. We're here to thrive. We're here to grow. We're here to build a building. We're here to see souls saved. It's time for the devil to get on the run. It's time. You are to run the aisles. You are to leap. You are to dance. Say, devil, I want it all back. Devil, I want it all. Woo, yes. You are to find you. You young men, you need a guy on this front right now, and you need to get loose in the Holy Ghost. Come on, you're an army. I said, you're an army. I feel chains breaking. I feel anointings growing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want it back. I want my peace back. I want my anointing back. I want the Holy Ghost back. When's the last time you got loose in the Holy Ghost? Oh, yeah. When was the last time there was bobby pins on the floor? When was the last time that you got loose in the... Revival! 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 Come on, somebody! I want it back! I want it back! Come on, we're on offense! Devil, we're coming to you! You're not coming to me, but I'm coming to you! Come on, we're getting it back. Come on, we're getting the anointing back. Come on, come on, beat that drum. Somebody beat that drum, Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost get on you right now. Revival, revival, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, come on, beat that drum in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, let the Holy Ghost get on him. Come on, let the Holy Ghost. The devil's on the run. I said the devil's on the run. We're here to see souls saved. I hear revival. I hear revival. I hear chains breaking. Oh, come on. I feel apostolic boldness rising up in this house.
Woo! Woo, hallelujah.
Woo! Yes! Hallelujah. Woo, she caught on up. Somebody grab that tambourine. I wish there was a Miriam in the house. I would say, I got victory. I got victory.
In Jesus' name.
I feel something breaking in the house. I feel walls breaking in the house.
Woo! Yeah, la 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 behind. Woo! In Jesus' name.
La 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 Does anybody hear that? That's what victory sounds like. That's what revival sounds like. Woo, young men, don't be scared to beat that drum. That's what revival sounds like. That's what breakthrough sounds like. That's what your mother coming back to God sounds like. That's what your backslidden baby sounds like. In the Yabahaya. Woo, hallelujah. I wonder if there would be some men that would come help these young men. Hell, in the name of Jesus. Yabahaya. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Woo, Shiko, Tolo, Bahaya. Woo, in Jesus' name. Woo. Woo, Hatada, Bahaya. Shiko, Tolo, Bahaya. Woo, Hatada, Bahaya. Woo!